Rocket attacks on Israeli targets by Palestinian militants continue, despite an Israeli military operation earlier this month that destroyed more than a dozen metal workshops in Gaza City. Israel says it targets shops that are used to manufacture parts for the rockets and other weapons. Local residents say the rocket makers have gone underground and no longer work in the neighborhood the army has attacked. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Gazans call it the most dangerous job in town, working in the metal workshops in the industrial neighborhood of Zaytoun. The shops are squeezed side by side along the narrow streets. Some specialize in auto body work, others make metal siding and doors. Print shops, restaurants, and family apartments are sprinkled in between. This is where the army believes parts for the primitive Qassam rockets are made. Inside one door, Ziad Abu Kash is repairing the steering column from a car. He says he only does small jobs, and that may be why his place hasn't been a target for Israeli missiles. His next-door neighbor wasn't so lucky.
What happened? That the man destroyed his store has been completely destroyed. His life destroyed. 8 missiles has been hit at his store. He's a very poor guy. He's feeding like 7 or 8 families from this store, and now he lost the resource.
Abu Kash says his neighbor wasn't making rocket tubes or any other kind of weapon, as far as he knows. He suspects that the Israelis are simply targeting shops with the kind of machinery that could be used to make weapons.
They believe that all of us are working on destroying them, and they don't want the good for all of us. They just want to destroy all of us.
That same sentiment is echoed by the residents of Sderot, an Israeli town in the Negev Desert, just a few miles from the fence separating Israel from the Gaza Strip. 8 times in the past 27 months, Palestinian rockets have landed in or near Sderot, but never with the intensity of the attack on January 24th. 10 Qassam rockets were launched in one day, not long after an Israeli military operation in the Gaza Strip. The rockets are famously inaccurate. In this case, 3 rockets never made it out of the Gaza Strip. 4 landed in the Israeli desert, but 3 did strike inside the town of Sderot. Houses were damaged, but no one was injured. That was small comfort to local residents who have lived in daily fear of a rocket strike since this intifada began. The Army's chief of the Southern Command told the Jerusalem Post that Qassam rockets have become a serious threat to the state of Israel, requiring immediate and powerful treatment. It's not hard to find Palestinians critical of the rockets either. Writing in the Palestinian Al-Ayam newspaper, columnist Talal Okal called the Qassam attacks an unsuccessful method that only triggers harsh Israeli military reprisals. 50-year-old Rippe Iktaba Tibi stands inside Ziad Abu Kash's tiny workshop and says by now the pattern is obvious. Hamas launches a rocket at a settlement or into Israel, and Israeli helicopter gunships and tanks respond by demolishing workshops in Zaytoun. Tibi says the Hamas people know better than to build their rockets here.
Normally, who is doing something like this, which is forbidden or could be seen by eyes, he will not do it in open store like this, in a so big area where everybody is moving. They will do it hidden.
Tibi owns this shop and others in the same building. He says many owners are under pressure to evict the repair shops, and some have been closed. He says he won't kick Abu Kash out into the street. 10 days after this interview, and one day after the 10-rocket attack against Sderot, Israeli Apache helicopters swarmed over Zaytoun, pounding the neighborhood with missiles. Abu Kash's workshop is now useless. The roof collapsed on top of the broken machinery. The neighboring shop, partially restored after a previous raid, was demolished again. The workers are gone. Hamas continues to launch its Qassam rockets. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza City.